Well, that's that. January is over. It felt like it went by so quickly.
Yep, it really did. It felt we blinked and it was all over.
You know what January is really good for, even though it's super cold in this month?
What's it good for?
Goal setting and new beginnings, especially since we've been stuck in the middle of a pandemic for so long. I think it's a great time to reframe how we've been thinking.
Yeah, that's a great idea. What does reframe mean?
Reframe means that we should change the way we are looking at or thinking about something. It means that we should look for the good things or develop a plan to get out of this pandemic. We've been stuck in it so long trying to figure out how to deal with it and all. We have been figuring out ways to deal with all of its restrictions and health concerns, but let's reframe that now. Let's figure out a way to get out of this pandemic with a plan and setting some goals to start now so that we finally go back to living our lives out of quarantine. Then we have a solid system for being in a happy place.
I like that idea a lot. We are Cruz and Elliot, and today we are going to figure out a plan and a system. We are going to figure out how to lead ourselves out of this pandemic instead of feeling like we are stuck.
Okay, let's start with the restrictions and quarantine. Let's be honest, it sucks not to be able to play sports, go to school in a normal way, not see family and friends, to have people sick, and to have businesses shut down. It's a lot.
Yep, it sure has been super tough. So let's figure out a plan to get out of the habit of complaining about it and into the habit of making the most of it. Because I've been home, I have learned a lot of new things I would have never tried before. I learned how to cook. I got pretty good at playing board games. I found I actually don't mind hanging out with my family, especially my siblings.
Yeah, I learned that being alone sometimes isn't so bad. Some people found a love for journaling, drawing, puzzles, etc. Sometimes it's okay not to be so busy all the time running around to activities. Okay. Let's figure out a plan to get out of this pandemic. I think number one is that we have to follow the restrictions and guidelines as much as possible. I think it's so important to continue to wash our hands and be really careful with sanitizing things.
Yes, for sure. We should definitely continue to wear masks and stay home as much as possible so that we can finally get back to normal. The sooner we abide the restrictions, the sooner the numbers will go down. I also think part of figuring out the plan to get out of this pandemic is to change how we think about the restrictions.
Oh, good one. Yes, instead of complaining about the restrictions, reframe your thinking that the sooner we do this, the sooner we're out.
Okay, let's talk about what we do while we're home preparing to get out of this pandemic. Let's talk goal setting. We have a lot more time on our hands, so why don't we set goals and start working towards them right now?
So many times I have set a goal and then never looked back at it again, so we really need to do it right this time.
I agree. We did some research on effective goal setting. We actually get from start to finish to accomplish our goals. We found some pretty good stuff on setting goals so that we come out of this pandemic with a plan, already working towards our goals.
Okay, let's get started on our goal setting real talk. This is hard work. Nailing down a specific and measurable goal is key, but oh so powerful when you finally do. Number one rule. Whatever goal you do choose, make it happen from start to finish, and that takes planning and actually doing it.
Here are some tips that helped us get more clear when goal setting. Determine what you want to feel or be after you accomplish your goal first. What results do you want to get? For example, I want to be a better hockey player or artist.
Make sure that your goal is hyper clear and really specific. For example, move from I want to get better at art to I will make time to practice my art/hockey skills for 2 hours a week.
Next, determine three actions that are really specific and not too hard to stick with for long periods of time. Example 1, set a timer for 30 minutes and set an alarm at 6:30 p.m. 3 nights a week to practice my drills/art. 2, get a partner and set up a Zoom to work on my skills with me. 3, use YouTube videos to help me practice.
Okay, let's talk about setting deadlines. This is to make sure that it actually happens, and get mom and dad to even help you schedule it in your calendar.
In the actions, we talked about finding a buddy to train and learn or learn with you. This is a huge for your goal setting success. If you want to have a partner, it is more fun, and make sure that you are working towards your goals, celebrating and sharing your wins, big or small. This means celebrating with all the awesome things that happened along the way of you achieving your goals. Plus, this is a great excuse to have a party, even if it's virtual. For example, let's say you finally had been practicing your goal for 3 days a week for a month. Let's have a party. Let's say you're getting more skilled at drawing or a specific cartoon that you've been working on for a long time. Have a party.
Yep. Parties always help to motivate, and it's a great excuse to connect to people, even if it's virtual. Last thing, track it in some way so that you can see their progress. Journal, pictures, roadmap, etc. This is so that you can see how far you've come. That's it. That's all we have. Here is to you actually getting from point A to point B, whatever that looks like to you, because you have a plan, a buddy, and a mindset that knows every day is a new day and a good day. We're walking alongside you and making our way to our goals too. Happy goal setting.